So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several brises that discuss Vlad b'mei imoy. Tan Rabbanan, shleisha chadashim rishonim Vlad dar b'mother hatachta. During the first 3 months, the uber rests in the lowest part of the womb. Emtziim, Vlad dar b'mother hemtzai. During the middle 3 months, the uber moves up to the middle part of the womb. Achreinim, Vlad dar b'mother ha'elyon. During the final 3 months, the uber moves up to the highest part of the womb. And v'kimin shegiyaz manilotzis mishapech v'yotzei b'zeu chevle isha. When it's time to be born, the uber turns over, moves down, and comes out. And this is what causes the labor pains. As the Braisa states, Chevle shel nekeva merubin mishel zachar. The birth of a female causes more labor pains than the birth of a male. Because zebo kederach tashmishay, v'zebo kederach tashmishay. Zuhay feches paneha, v'ze ein haifech panav. And the cave is developed with her head up, because during Tashmish she lies face up, and since during Leda she needs to flip over to come out head first, the Chevli Leda are more intense, while the Zachar is developed with his head down, because during Tashmish his face is down, and since during Leda he does not need to flip over, the Chevli Leda are milder. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Shleisha Chadashim Rishonim Tashmish Kasha Leisha Begam Kasha Levlad. During the first 3 months, cohabiting is detrimental to both the mother and the Uber, because it rests B'madr Tachten. Emtziim, kasha leisha v'yafal levlad. During the middle 3 months, tashmish is detrimental to the mother, but beneficial to the uber. Achreinim yafal leisha v'yafal levlad. During the final 3 months, tashmish is beneficial to both the mother and the uber, because the uber is thus cleansed and strengthened. The Gemara proceeds with the brayso. Tan Rabbanan, shleisha shutfin yesh ba'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'avi v'imay. There are three partners in every person: Hashem, the father, and the mother. Aviv mazriah haloivin, shememenu atzames v'gidim v'tzerpanayim, u'meich shebereishay v'loivin shebe'ayin. The father provides the whiteness, which produces the bones, sinews, nails, the brain, and the white of the eye. Imoy mazras oidim, shememenu or u'basar v'sairis v'shachar shebe'ayin. The mother provides the redness, which produces the skin, flesh, hair, and the black pupil of the eye. V'kadosh baruch hu noisim bay ruach u'neshama v'klast upon him. Hashem kiviyachol provides the soul, the facial expression, the five senses, and the mental intellect and understanding. And v'kibin shegiyaz mani lipatim in the olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel chelkai v'chelik avi v'imai manich lefnei. When the time comes for a person to leave this world, Hashem takes back his part, the neshama, and leaves over the father and mother's part, the body. The Gemara proceeds with Hashem's wondrous ways in Yetziras Havlad. Hashem's ways differ from that of a mortal as follows. Midas Basav Adam, Noisin Chayfetz Bechemis Tzrura Apiyo Lamalo, Safik Mishtamer, Safik Ye Mishtamer. When the person puts an object in a pouch, even though the opening is sealed and facing up, there's still no guarantee that the object is protected. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar HaUber B'mei Isha Pesucha Apiyo Lamato Mishtamer. Hashem forms a uber in the mother's womb that is both open and facing down, and nevertheless, the uber is protected. And Adam Noisin Chafetz Av Lekaf Meiznaim, Kozman Shemachbid Yerid Lamata. When a person puts an object onto a scale, as the object becomes heavier, it moves down. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kozman Shemachbid Havlad Oy Lamala. Hashem forms an uber, and as it becomes heavier, it moves up to the Madar Elyon. And Adam Noisin Zerein Baruga, Kolachas Va'achas Oy Labeminai. When a person plants different types of seeds in the garden, each seed produces its own breed. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar Hu Uber B'mei Isha, V'kulam Oy Laminechad. Hashem combines the diverse zera of the father and mother to form one Eber. And tzeva neisen samanim liyera, kulan oilin tzeva echad. When the dyer puts various dyes into a pot, they combine to form only one color. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar Hu Uber B'mei Isha, kol achas v'achas oilin l'minei. When Hashem combines the zera of the father and mother to form an Eber, they each maintain their respective colors and produce their respective parts. The Gemara proceeds with four statements of Rabbi Yitzchok Amar Ba'ami regarding Eber and Leda. Amar Bitzchok Amar Bami, Isha Mazras Tchila Yolad Zachar. If during Tashmish the wife releases Zera first, the offspring is a male. While Ish Mazriya Tchila Yolad Nekeva. If the husband releases Zera first, the offspring is a female, because the Pasuk states, Isha Kisa Zriya B'yolda Zachar. And this concept is also alluded in the Pasuk in Parashat V'Yigash, Eile B'nei Leia Asher Yoldu L'Yak B'fana Ram B'ezdina Bitar. Tola HaZachar B'nekevas B'nekevas B'zachar. The Pasuk attributes the Shvatim to Leia and Dina to Yaakov. Amr Bitzchok Amr Abami, Ein Isha Misaberes El Samech Levesta. Conception occurs only close to the time of the cycle. Or Rabbi Yechanan says, Samech Letfila, conception occurs only close to the time of the Tefila. And they both derive their opinions from the same Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. Hein Ba'ovin Chalalti V'Chet Yechamsei Ne'imi. Rabbi Yitzchok derives his opinion from the beginning of the Pasuk, Hein Ba'ovin Chalalti, Samech La'ovin Nadis, around the time of the possible transgression of the Isser Nida. While Rabbi Yechanan derives his opinion from the end of the Pasuk. Uvechet yechamsei ni'imi, the word chet also means purification. V'amr Yitzchok Omer Bami, Kivin shebo zachar ba'olam, bo shalom ba'olam. The birth of a male brings peace to the world. Ba'amir Yitzchak deber ba'ami, bo zachar ba'olam, bo kikar b'yadei. A male is born with his provisions, and this is alluded to in the word zachar, zekar. While nekeva, eini maklum, a female is born without any provisions, and this is alluded to in the word nekeva, nekiya ba. The Gemara proceeds with three questions that the Tamidim asked Reb Shimon ben Yochai regarding Leida. What does a woman require of carbon after giving birth? Shimon ben Yochai replied, because b'shosh shekaraz leilad, kefetzes v'nishbaz shalei tizakag labayla. Lafikach amr teire tabi carbon. During labor pains, the Yoleda swears not to have relations with her husband anymore. Therefore, she requires a carbon. Why does the Yoleda become tamei only 7 days for a zachar, but 14 days for a nekeva? Shimon ben Yochai replied, Zachar shakol smeichem boi mischaretis l'shiva. Nekeva shakol atzavim boi mischaretis l'arba asar. When the zachar is born, all are happy. Therefore, the Yoleda regrets her shavua after 7 days. But when the nekeva is born, all are sad. Therefore, the Yoleda does not regret her shavua until after 14 days. Why is Mila performed only on the 8th day and not beforehand? Shimon Yochai replied, because during the first 7 days, the mother and father are sad because they're forbidden to have relations. Tanya, a woman becomes tummy nida for 7 days because frequent relations cause the husband to lose interest in his wife. Therefore, a woman becomes forbidden 7 days so that she should be appealing to her husband as on the day they married. A man searches for a wife and not vice versa. Because mashal adam shavad la'aveda, mi mechazra al mi, ba'laveda machzer al avedasi. Hashem created Chava from Adam Rishon, therefore a man goes searching for what he lost. Hanulah chama pelas chatich, where Baruch Hashem completed the third paragraph of Masechta Nida, and we'll begin the fourth paragraph, b'nais kutim, in the next shir, be'ezes Hashem.